Hi, Bob. Here's a second version of the Eucharistic prayer. This one is with the summer acclamation, which I assume you're going to be using this summer, although someone may write something different or decide to do something different. But this is a an acclamation that's in a major key. So in any case, it's kind of nice to have an example of a major prayer. and you could, you know, use similar sorts of things with any of the major acclamations that we have. So this one is on a CG drone. And the response is, glory to you forever and ever. Glory to you forever and ever. Glory to you forever and ever. So that's kind of the sound that you want to sort of pick up during the prayer. And so I try and do that right off the bat with the preface at the beginning. So I might do... what would I do? May God be with you, and also with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. It is right to give God thanks and praise. So here's kind of a pared down version, and I'll do a more complex one later. Holy God, we give you thanks for your holy name, which you planted in our hearts, and for the knowledge, faith, and immortality you sent us through Jesus, your child. And eternal life through your child. Above all, we thank you because you are mighty. Glory to you forever and ever, etc. While Jesus was eating with his disciples, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, broke it, gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. Glory to you forever and ever. Mother, we give you thanks for the life and knowledge you sent us through Jesus, your child. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. As grain was scattered across the hills, then gathered and made one in this bread, so may our church, scattered to the ends of the earth, be gathered and made one in your common wealth. So it's nice to play with those little dissonances, like do 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 do, or do 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 do, to sort of hang out on the notes that aren't the tonic or the dominant. I think that's fun. So here's a slightly more sort of jazzed up version. let me see if I can do something that sounds good. Okay. Holy God, we give you thanks for your holy name, which you have planted in our hearts, and for the knowledge, faith, and immortality you sent us through Jesus, your child. Glory to you forever and ever. You created everything, mighty Lord, for the glory of your name. You gave us food and drink for our pleasure, and that we might give you thanks. You have blessed us with spiritual food and drink, and eternal life through your child. Above all, we thank you because you are mighty. Glory to you forever and ever. While Jesus was eating with his disciples, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, broke it, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." Glory to you forever and ever. Mother, we give you thanks for the life and knowledge you sent us through Jesus, your child. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come, will come again. As grain was scattered across the hills, then gathered and made one in this bread, so may your church, scattered to the ends of the earth, be gathered and made one in your commonwealth.
So you'll have fun playing with it, and I think that should give you an idea that you can then translate into other modes and different Eucharistic prayers. So good luck and have fun.